بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذات طوالة عارف بالله رومية وقت شاكي محمد اختصاب رحمة الله تعالى عليك يا شعر تري عاشقوں میں جینا تري عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیت کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیت کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالائے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا نالائے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا
یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا، یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا، یہی عاشقوں کی عادت، کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا، کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا، یہی عشق کی علامت، یہی عشق کی ضمانت، یہی عشق کی علامت، یہی عشق کی ضمانت، کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا، کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد، beautiful poem. فدادا شیخ حضرت مولانا شیخ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ. Living among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dying among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which actually means that a person must remain always engaged in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will learn this from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to break his desires. To die means to break your desires. When the haram desires come to a person abstains from it, he is killing himself, he is breaking his nafs. So this a person will learn when he will stay in the company of the ashiks and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, this is the way, hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna. This way a person will cross the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sometimes a person in his life, he will have to make sabr. And sometimes a person will have to make shukr. It's in either one of two conditions a person is living his life. Either he is living his life, some difficult calamities come upon a person. Some mujahada and sacrifice a person has to make. So this affects the heart of a person. So he has to make sabr. He has to bear it with patience, tolerance. And at other times he's living a very comfortable life. Everything is going according to his desires, what he wants. At this time, you mustn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says that the kuffar are such, when they go through difficulties, they are usun kafur, ungrateful they are. they become mayus, they lose hope. And on the other hand, then farihun fakhur, they get pride and takabur and arrogance. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah says, they are those people, the people of Iman. When good conditions come, they make shukr. They are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When difficult conditions come, the taqaza and desire of guna comes for them, then they make sabr on such occasions. Hazrat says, يَتَرِي رَزَا مِن جِينَا يَتَرِي رَزَا مِن مَرْنَا. میری عبدیت پہ یا رب ہے یہ ہے تیرے فضل کرنا. This is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person, he is always remaining in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is abstaining from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always keeping in front of him, what is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this person has to make effort, he has to have the fikr and concern within himself. So this quality is true abadiyat, is servitude. There are many, many people, alhamdulillah, when the actions of ibadat come, then they are in the foremost, in front. Now Ramadan will come, a person will excel. Lot of ibadat, nafal ibadat he will do. Very mubarak, very great it is also. But the other side, abstaining from guna and sin, this is another part of the abadiyat and servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which every one of us has to check within ourselves. How much are we going further in that path, staying away from sins? So when this abadiyat and servitude comes into a person, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says thereafter, this is the habit and the path of the artists and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi giriya wa buka hai, kabhi aahe sard barna. That sometimes they are crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking of their past life, thinking of their gunas and sins. And sometimes they say, ah, when thinking of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thinking of the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what Allah is favoring and bestowing them with. They think about these things, and the love of Allah ta'ala comes in a person's heart, and that ah comes out from his heart. Happiness, pleasure with Allah, happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, happy with being following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, happy with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that ah which comes out in his heart, this is just the habit of the ashiqs and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are very, very far away from it, but on certain occasions we can at least think about our gunas and our sins and cry. If you cannot cry, at least act like we are crying. Think of the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Inshallah one day that alhamdulillah will come out from the bottom of our heart. That ah will come out, and by means of this a person gets close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He flies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says this is the sign of the ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the guarantee of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person is waking the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his tongue sometimes. And sometimes not on his tongue, but in his heart he is thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is traveling somewhere, he is traveling in an aeroplane also. And maybe next to him there is some other lady sitting next to him. And another person, she came and sat in that seat. At that time a person doesn't even look towards her. No one is looking at him in the plane, he's all alone. But my Allah is watching me. So even though maybe he's not making physical zikr, but in his heart he's thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Allah is watching me. How can I turn and look at this haram? So he turns his face towards the window. Never mind people say I'm a stupid fool, I'm looking the whole way out of the window. But my Allah is watching me. So at that time the thought of Allah Ta'ala comes in a person's heart. So this is a sign that a person has got the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those actions which are done quietly is done with ikhlas and sincerity. And especially as it is to say in today's zamana, when a person lowers his gaze for Allah's pleasure, no one is watching him. So how much of sincerity there is in that action. So this is also a form of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of our ustaz mentioned to us the other day that he heard on Buzruf saying in Medina Sharif, that he says many times the actions a person does with ikhlas and sincerity, that judges the end of his life. When he's passing away, how he leaves this world. It is because of those actions of ikhlas which he did during his life. And he says also now, on the other hand, that Buzruk said, which was very frightening, that sometimes a person quietly, outwardly he shows himself to be very, very pious. But quietly he is doing all evil, evil actions. And he says that this must not happen at the time of death. It becomes a barrier for a person. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So how much of sincerity a person can do, then this is a sign that a person has got the ishq and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As they say, that this is the sum total of my life, and the sahara, the support of my life, that I will live among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will die among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, it means that I will learn how the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these people, and I will learn how to control myself, to get courage, to abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, that I did not have any information, I did not have any news about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I learned it from your lovers. I learned from them how to sacrifice myself at your threshold, to humble myself, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I learn from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can read many, many books, but he will not learn from the books how to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah ta'ala will be gained when a person will sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just sitting in their company, the hearts are aflame with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, for example, you got a candle and now you want to put light onto it. So if a person can read how many wazifas, he can read how many books, and hope, take the book, and the book shows you how you must light a fire, and he takes a candle and he puts it next to the book, the candle will never come on fire. Even though the book has 500 pages, how to light a fire. But you just sit next to another candle, and you put the one candle with the next candle, and in 5 seconds, 10 seconds, it is lighted already. So from books, a person cannot get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will come from a heart of a person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is ilm and nabuwat, the knowledge of nabuwat, and one is nur and nabuwat. The nur, which has come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one is the knowledge a person is gaining. He will get from kitabs also. Also, there obviously, many masail he will learn from kitabs. But the true and correct way of getting knowledge also is from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama ikram. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will come from the heart of the awliya Allah, which has got the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was passed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in. And through the centuries, it has passed on. It comes in the heart of the awliya Allah. So by sitting in their company, a person learns what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he learns how to sacrifice himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people feel it's impossible in today's time for a person to stay away from guna and sins. But when he comes in the company of the awliya Allah, he teaches him such methods, such ways. It becomes easier. A person is shocked. It is so easy. I thought it was such a difficult thing. I can also gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself is surprised. But just stay in their company and listen to their advisors and follow what they are teaching us. He says, Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadaqa. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is only your favors, your great ihsan and kindness upon me, and your assistance, that this weak body of mine, I am able to bear the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And our body is completely weak. Even other animals are stronger than us. Now, one is the animals, the elephant and the giraffe, and so big a camel, one kick it will give us, we'll be dead. And never mind the big animals, even the small animals, one fly, one mosquito. See how a person is dancing in his salat, one mosquito is troubling him, and now his whole namaz, he is parashan and worried. One small mouse comes in the house, and how the whole woman, the woman folk and the children and everybody, even a big man, are screaming in the house, running from pillar to post. One small mouse. So how weak human beings are. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Every human being is very, very weak. Allah has created us very, very weak. But in this body of ours made of sand, a person bears the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we are not deserving of it in the least, but and we will not have the abilities. But Allah ta'ala has created the heart of a person very, very strong. That these special tajalliyat and a special nur and anwarat of Allah ta'ala can go into the heart of a person. This is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, O Allah, this also is your favor. And this is your pull. You are pulling me towards you. That when a person goes and he starts crying, Mere nala in adamat, Tere sange dar pe pekarna. When a person in his life, time comes in his life and he feels that, you know what, I've wasted my life. So much of gunas in my life I have done. What are the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon me? Day in and day out, Allah is bestowing me with favors. And what Allah is looking after me? And I'm such an evil person. How many gunas and sins? And I'm going to leave this world very, very soon. I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be my condition on that day when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this tears start coming in his eyes. He starts crying. He feels a sorrow. At-tawbatu an-nadam. Nadamat comes in his heart. Sorrow comes in his heart. So when this comes to a person, this is actually a gift from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is calling us towards him. This is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah grants it to us, take it with full arms. Embrace it. And start crying, asking Allah Ta'ala at that time, when the tears come out, make du'as at that time. Oh Allah, change my life. Oh Allah Ta'ala, make me your beloved one. And Allah's favors will come upon a person. Allah is prepared to give a person at that time. Only it is for us now to continue on that path. And if this condition comes to a person, and a person, he doesn't worry about it, he leaves it out. And it's like a mihman who has come to your house, honorable mihman, but you give him one kick, or you don't pay attention to him, then very unlikely he will come back to your house again. Did Allah save upon us? Allah gives us chance over and over and over again. Let us take full opportunity of this. As we have learned from our Hazrat, the Hazrat Imam Musulah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that in any majlis and gathering you are sitting, and this thought comes in a person's mind, I must make tawbah. Then don't wait now for Ramadan. Tomorrow Ramadan will start, inshallah I'll make tawbah, I'll change my life. At that moment, make intention. Ya Allah, I've lived a very evil life. Ya Allah, please make me maaf. Ya Allah, forgive me. And I want to change my life completely. And at that moment, as soon as a person makes the intention, the crown of wilayat is already placed on his head. So easy it is to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will make mistakes. Again you will fall down. Wake up again, make tawbah again, and continue on your path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is pulling us towards Him. When this condition comes, when a person starts crying and he feels sorrow in his heart, mere har khata pe rona, yehi meri talafi, tera rahmato ka sadaka, mera churme af karna. This is the only way to overlook my sins, is for myself to cry over every guna and sin of mine. When I cry over my sins, then this is the way which I will expiate my sins, remove my gunas and my sins. This is the only way I can go forward. And this, we have mentioned before, as Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, a very, very easy way of Islam, reformation is, for a person, whichever guna and sin is got in his life, then a person make 2 rakat of salah. And after the 2 rakat of salah, every night he says, make 2 rakat of salah, and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for a few minutes cry, and tell Allah, say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am very, very weak. I don't like myself for doing this guna and sin. Oh Allah, you take me out from it. You've got the qudrat and the power. I want to come out of it, but I haven't got the courage and strength within myself. Oh Allah, you help and assist me. And Hazrat says, do it for a period of 2 or 3 months. For a while, continue doing it. He says, you will be shocked yourself when Allah's mercy and Allah's rahmat will come upon a person. Gunas and sins which he thought was impossible to ever come out of his life, suddenly he will find, he will get so much of courage within himself that he will be easily able to abstain from those sins. Many, many people say, it's impossible for me to control my gaze, the environment I am staying in. It's impossible for me to control my tongue. I is blurt or whatever. My anger is out of control. I can't control myself. 20 years I've got this anger problem. But those people who try to make the Islam reform themselves, and Allah's help came over that person, he himself was shocked what changes came into his life. So this is Hazrat says that every guna and sin we do, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will remove it. And this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is prepared to forgive all our gunas and our sins. Then Hazrat says here, that this also is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is pulling us and drawing us towards Himself. When a person gets this condition, that at all times he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which we have to make effort towards, make our zikr daily, our ma'amulat daily, and slowly, slowly a person's heart comes closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart opens up, and the zikr of Allah ta'ala becomes entrenched in the heart of a person. And eventually a time comes when our buzurugs and our elders mention that even if a person doesn't want to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can't come out of it. All the time he's in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thoughts of Allah ta'ala are with him. But a person has to make effort first, and as a person makes effort, Allah opens up the road for a person. And then how will a person get this? Hazrat says, kisi ahli dil ki suhbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usi aagaya hai jina, usi aagaya hai marna. That person who has stayed in the company of the ahli dil, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he learned actually how to live this life, how to pass this life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From them also he will learn the obedience of Allah ta'ala. Till now we thought we are doing the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there was so much of riyah in our actions, so much of takabur and pride in our actions. So they will teach you how you must do the actions, and you must try to build up your kafiyat, the quality in the actions. Not only quantity, but quality is very, very important. So this will come when a person will sit with sincerity in the sohbat of the ahli deen, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerity will be created in a person's life, so his ibadat will become strong. And he will learn also how to abstain from the gunas and the sins, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this will come when a person will sit in the sohbat in the company of the ahli deen, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just sit in the company, but take their advices to heart. And this afternoon we had read, as Mawlana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, that whatever advices they give you, try to follow that. If your Shaykh has given you 5 advices, for example, 5 guidelines, and you are only doing 4, then inform him, I am weak in 1. So what must I do in this 1 regarding this? Then he will guide you some other way. So Hazrat says, whoever follows the medication of the doctor, then he will find shifa, he will find his medication, he will find cure. But on the other hand, if a person is not following the guidelines properly of the Shaykh, and he's not giving over his condition, etc., then this person will not progress. Inshallah, he will benefit, but he will not progress as much compared to the other person who is fulfilling all of these commands and fulfilling all the rights of the Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tawfiq to sit in the company of the Ahl al-Dil and to take full benefit from them.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before going ahead, one great sunnat which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, we must always discuss one sunnat so that sunnats become alive. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. Anything you want to do, you do it according to the sunnat. That is the most easiest way of doing a thing. So Allah has given us the most easiest path and way of life. The whole life sunnat come. It's the easiest life you're living, not a difficult life. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. And the way of sunnat is the most beautiful way. So when you live a life of sunnat, you will be living a most beautiful life. And we don't have to judge and measure ourselves by people of the dunya, by Allah Ta'ala. People of dunya, whatever they, we don't have to worry about that. Allah will say, my Nabi's way of life, this is the most beautiful way of life. And we must have that conviction and contentment in our hearts. I'm living a sunnat life. It's a simple life. And it's the most beautiful life which Allah Ta'ala loves. And also by Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beloved won't we be? And then a person presents himself at Rawdah Mubarak to read Salatul Salam. How happy won't Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be by that, for with that person? Similarly, by all the righteous and pious people, the great ulama, the people who are truly pious people, they will say this person is living a very beautiful life. What the other people say, today we are worried about that. We must not in the least but be concerned what they say. We must see what the righteous and the pious people say. Sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa hai. The sunnat tariqa is the most perfect way. And which way can be more perfect and complete than the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala will declare this person is living a perfect way of life. And if we reach Allah Ta'ala like that, Allah say this person is living a most perfect way of life, most beautiful way of life, and that is the most simple way of life. The way of sunnat is the most sunnat, and the most simple. If we study the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and all the righteous and pious, we will see their lives are very simple. For example, eating the utensil. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had one utensil. Everything in that one utensil. So simple, so easy. And that is the most beautiful and loved by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. With regard to the month of Ramadan, one great sunnat that Allah give us all tawfiq is to read the dua, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'alullah al-jannah, wa'udhu billahi minan nar. Or we read it in the plural, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. We've got it printed. It will be given out also. And anyone else want it, who might not be here in Ramadan, ask Maulana Musa, he will give you it written, and make copies and pass it on to other people also. And as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that the two things are such that it pleases Allah. La ilaha illallah, Allah becomes extremely pleased when a person reads La ilaha illallah. Unfortunately, yeah, even in deen, that some very difficult or hard wazifa somebody gave us, which is not from Quran, which is not from Hadith, but is correct, is a great buzurg's wazifa, that we will appreciate it very much. But this wazifa of La ilaha illallah, which Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, Allah told, we can't get a better wazifa than this, the greatest wazifa, that we don't appreciate. So this is the greatest and the most easiest. And also, nastaghfirullah. Allah loves that person who makes istighfar. Allah greatly loves a person who continuously makes istighfar. On gunas, we should make istighfar. But as somebody said it very nicely, that today those gunas of ours, which we are committing in public, like for example weddings, wedding functions, etc., and today in the name of walimas also, in the name of Quran, khatam also, lot of gunas we are committing in such occasions also, and we are doing it in public, and good people are sanctioning it. So he's put it with a nice phrase, we are celebrating our gunas. So how angry must Allah Ta'ala be? One is, a person makes a guna and he feels bad, it's wrong what I'm doing, why can't I get out of it? But this we are openly and all together across the board, the whole society, we are celebrating those gunas. And we are doing them brazenly and publicly. How dangerous isn't that? So to make istighfar, Allah loves that person. And those who make istighfar on the ibadat, Allah loves it even more. And nobody can make Allah's ibadat as it is supposed to be, so we have to make istighfar. So those are two things which please Allah, and two things by which we cannot do without. To ask Allah of Jannat, and to ask, seek protection and refuge from Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, and let it be on our tongue all the time in Ramadan. When we feel we haven't got anything to do, there is no time that we can't be doing anything. But like we are walking anywhere, anything, just keep this on our tongue all the time. And if we make a certain time, even 1 minute, that we just read this for 1 minute, لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار, even for 1 minute, it will be a great thing to our credit. May Allah give us tawfiq. There is another bayan, and these bayans I have benefited very greatly, and always what we benefit we like to share with our friends so that we all also could benefit. Though basically it's the same message, but every time put in a different way. Like today, the food we eat is from the basic same things, but just because it's prepared differently, we feel it's a different recipe, a different. But it's all the same flour, the same butter, the same honey, whatever it is, it's the same thing, but just put in a different way. So yeah, this Maulana explains very beautifully that when one explanation, the coming of Ramadan is like a 21 gun salute. When some government official comes, or president or somebody, they give him a 21 gun salute. Like that we should be receiving Ramadan. And then, well, as long as Ramadan is with us, not only the coming of Ramadan, but as long as your guest is with you, any guest you get, you receive him, you give him a red carpet treatment, you bring him in the house, and after that you abandon him. Or how you look after him for one day and you abandon him. He'll become more angry. So this guest is coming for 30 days, 29, 30 days. And if we take it like that, we realize who this guest is, we will wish it must be full 30 days, not 29. And accordingly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if my ummah knew what is Ramadan, and that is why this little discussion, so that at least some idea we get of what is Ramadan, we'll wish the whole year must be Ramadan. Not only 30 days instead of 29, but the whole year. So that eagerness has to come into us. So for that, this little muzakara, so that we don't take it like a burden, we don't take it like, why Ramadan again? Anyway, we'll get over it somehow or the other. No, with enthusiasm and with eagerness we look at it. So if we understand what Ramadan is, then we look with great anticipation for Ramadan, and we'll enjoy having Ramadan, and we will take the benefit, and there are great benefits of Ramadan. Ramadan comes, and the beauty of Ramadan automatically comes. Today, unfortunately, it may be spring cleaning of the house, maybe getting the white meat, maybe getting or preparing all the savouries and all those things. Unfortunately, but the real preparation is, and we should take it, that we are in that state where people in those days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from Rajab already making dua for Ramadan. And the beginning of Ramadan, Shaban, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just went in a different mood, and his ibadat increased. Keeping lot rozas in Ramadan, the most rozas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept besides the month of Ramadan was in Shaban. Keeping so many rozas, making ibadat, already dishing out money to the poor so that they can also, their Ramadan can also go well. So these are qualities that we should also get into us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained when the month of Ramadan came, he said, such a month that the first 10 days is only the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So we should also, where we find the rahmat of Allah, how many people are going for Umrah? Allah's rahmat in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Haram Sharif, the Haram of Medina. How much of Allah's rahmat is pouring down? Yeah, Ramadan, the whole world, everywhere, the first 10 days. The second day is the maghfirat of Allah. And maghfirat is a great thing. We don't so many things. You do this, Allah makes maaf. It's a great thing. So if we want to understand it a little bit, a person, there was a court case against him, he got a 10-year jail sentence. Or 1 week, or 1 month, whatever it might be. But then somebody just came and they explained something, whatever the judge said, or whoever came, now you are forgiven. You're not going to jail. What a great thing it is. So like this is not the jail of this dunya, Jahannam. What it will be, and the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala save us. Various places, how Allah explains what will be Jahannam. How Jahannam will come to the people, will be screaming at them, and will be angry and say, you see what I'll now, how I'll treat you. And all the different azabs. And maghfirat means finish, now finish, no more. No Jahannam. No azab in the qabr. That also is no small thing. What a terrible thing it will be. Maghfirat. So the second day is of maghfirat Allah has made. And third, even more, itqum minan nar. Freedom, salvation from the fire of Jahannam. What more we want? Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains, with regard to the power of dua, Hazrat also says that we all have got needs. Everyone has got needs. He says, just stick with dua. Make dua. Devote yourself. You'll see it will come right. In fact, Hazrat says, once Hazrat was in Bangladesh, and Maulana Mazhar Sahib informed Hazrat that Maulana Mazhar Sahib's one son had to go for some operation. And the room was booked already, all the preparation at the hospital. So then Hazrat told him over the phone, or whatever, most probably it was phone, that give me 1 week. And then after 1 week, you the father. If you want to have the operation, then you can have it done. But give me 1 week. And then when Hazrat made dua, Hazrat explained us, years after, he said, from that day till today, no operation, no nothing. So this is the power of dua. But dua, inshallah, Allah give tawfiq, we will try and explain also. It has come all the time, muzakra, again a revision, that how to make dua and how we should engage in dua. Allah listens, don't give up hope. Allah is the one to fulfill. And this is the foreign operation, physical. And if you want a spiritual operation, Allah wants, we must get spiritually cleansed. We must be attached to Allah. We must get away from shaitan and nafs, dunya, temptations. We must get away from here. How won't Allah? It's definite. And Ramzan is the month of dua. The month of acceptance from the beginning, as soon as the moon is sighted, till the end. In fact, past the end also. The Eid's night, the Eid's morning. How Allah is accepting duas. Allahu Akbar. And the last 10 days, itqum minan nar. Gee, so Hazrat explained, that when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers had done their wrong, what they had done, and afterwards they asked forgiveness from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salam, very big heart, la tasriba alaykum al-yawm, finish, don't worry. Shaitan came in between and I forgive you. When they asked their father for forgiveness, he says, sawfa astaghfiru lakum, I will make dua. Ulama mufassirin have given different interpretation, the hajjud time, etc., whatever. But then after that also they were still not satisfied by Allah. Qiyamah day, what will happen? So they were still worried of that. So Allah said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat explained, he came, he stood, and he made Yaqub alayhi salam stand behind him. Yusuf alayhi salam behind him. And then all the brothers. And then a short dua that he made. And what was the dua? That, Ya Rajal Mu'mineen, La taqta' raja'ana. Oh, you, in whom all the believers have hope in you, don't cut this hope that we have got. We've got hope in you, Ya Allah. You grant us that hope. Don't cut it. So that is one dua. Second one, Ya Ghiyath al-Mu'mineen aghithna. Oh, you who we cry to and we plead to, you shower those mercies and kindness upon us. Third dua, Ya Mu'in al-Mu'mineen, Ya Mu'in al-Mu'mineen, a'inna. And oh, you the helper of the believers, help us. And the fourth dua, Ya Muhibb al-Tawwabin, tub alina. Oh, you the lover of those who make tawbah, accept our tawbah. And all the other akhlaq, our money matters, we purify them, they become clean. And our akhlaq becomes also corrected. This is a month that really we should try and make a timetable. We can make it mentally, but that will also be not so good. But this time to this time, tilawat of Quran. And a person well planned is half done. If we plan well, we'll see a lot of barakat in our work. We'll be able to do a lot of work. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when his ustad once came and visit him, made his khidmat, everything, he said, then just excuse me 1 minute. Then he went away, and in a few minutes he came back. Where you went? He said, this is my time to write a certain kitab. So I went, I just wrote one sentence, but that I got it done. You are my guest today, my ustad. I'm going to be in your khidmat. But what I had to do, I'm doing. In that, Allah gives us a lot of barakat. But we, any small excuse, we just give up this, give up. Then there is no barakat in our lives. And Maulana Thanvi, rahmatullah alayhi, how much work he accomplished. We can't imagine. The people of the West say, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Thanvi, rahmatullah alayhi, it's not the name of one person. It's the name of a whole institute. Where there were thousands of people working, and they worked, and they prepared what one man had prepared. Maulana Pananpuri also said something very nice. He said, when in the Western world, when a person becomes retired, in our world, that is now when the person becomes, he's now fit for work. Mm. Now with the experience he has gained, etc., now he's fit for work. There they say he's retired now. Yeah, he's fit for work now. This is the month of tilawat of Quran Sharif also. So this is the month when Quran was revealed. Let us see, we get complaints. Allah save me and us all. Amen. That not one khatam also of Quran Sharif. That is, this should not happen. There is a month of Quran Sharif as much as we can. And then again, to read Quran Sharif also nicely, properly. And no matter who we are, what a big qari, but still to try and improve all the time. There is no limit of improvement of our recitation. Allah give us all tawfiq. We try and improve also all the time. And this is that month, by the barakat of this Quran Sharif, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared that band of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who changed the history of the world. The world's history changed. What those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, wherever they went, whether it was the jungles of Africa, whether it was Persia, or whether it was Rome, the civilized places, the countries of that time, but what they brought a change in the whole world. So now this also, if we would do our just, and Ramzan comes out, when we go home, we start fighting. We spend 40 days at the Kaaba, 30 days at the Kaaba, 10 days at the Kaaba. When we go home, we are, what a picture we show. And they, not to the house people, to the world, what a perfect model of Islam they had presented. And very important also, that what is Roza? Not only to abstain from food and drink, but all the other things, the six things, the Roza of the eyes, the ears, the tongue, etc. Our anger must come in under control. How many people in their Roza, and the way they carry on with the house people especially, it's unbelievable. With outside people, many of us, we show good character. But with house people, it's a complete. And especially our anger, the way we show it to the family, that should not be the case at all. So if we learn our anger and we control it, and the real treatment of all this, we don't have to go to some counselors for anger control. It is what is called islah, tarbiyat, that we control our anger, and which comes from pride. And this pride is a killer disease that destroys everything. And then this pride, anger that comes, and anger, Allahu Akbar. It just spoils everything. It can be anything as sweet as honey, but anger will destroy it and make it worse than the most bitter thing in the world also. So Ramzan, our akhlaq must come right. And we have to wean the world. Never was Islam spread by the sword. It was with this akhlaq. And this is that month Allah has given us. If we observe it reasonably well, then we will be also like that. We'll wean the hearts of our family people, the hearts of our town people, everyone, and Islam will just spread in the world. So the Quran Sharif, and then again, Quran Sharif, the Taraweeh. What a great, great ibadat Allah has given us in the form of Taraweeh. And yeah, also there are two sunnahs. One is we read the whole Quran, and so it must be completed in Taraweeh. And the other is to make Taraweeh the whole month also. Some of us in 5 days, 10 days, we complete the Quran Sharif. Many times we find, then after that, the Taraweeh is neglected. We made a great achievement, 10 days we completed Quran. But then after that, forget Quran, Taraweeh is also neglected. That should not be the case. So both these two sunnahs, and sunnah is sunnah. And these are sunnah mu'akkada. And what great rewards to complete the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh also. And make our own khatam also. At least two khatams we should make. And our Taraweeh, the whole month, full 20 rakats. Many places, first few days, Taraweeh, masjid is full. After that, it gets empty again. That should not be the case. Then this is the month of spending also in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And there are many places to spend. And don't forget our family people. There are a lot of our family people that are also in need. And those people who will feel offended if you tell them it's zakat, you don't have to tell them it's zakat. Make your reasonable investigation. They are entitled to zakat. Give it to them. And don't say it is zakat or anything. Just give it to them. They are desperately in need. And here, one great thing that is explained is that there are those people who, after helping somebody, what is called ihsan jatana. I did this for you. I helped you. Or you can speak in front of somebody else. I did this. To hurt the heart of a Muslim is worse than breaking Kaaba Sharif down. And yeah, we do that in the month of Ramadan. Help out people how much. If you can't, make a nice excuse. I'm sorry, I can't. Or no matter how much that person is now coming, more begging of you. Sorry, I can't. But don't tell him something that you hurt his feelings. That you break his heart. That never ever do that. That is a very, very serious thing. And then there's zakat. From there we learn another zakat which is explained in this bayan. That Allah gave us money, others haven't got money, so Allah put a share of theirs in our money. We must share it with them. In the same way there is a blind person. We got eyes. Allah put a share of his blindness in our eyes. So he's walking, he's having difficulty, go up and help him a little bit, cross the street. That is also one type of zakat that we have to give. Anyone like that. And a person is sick, Allah gave us health. That person can't do many things, he's a sick person, he's become an invalid or something. And today we don't think of it. Christian missionaries and them coming to Muslim houses, they will come and bath that person. They will see it, and this person gets soft. My Muslim people, no one came. These Christians in the hospitals, the priests go. Allah give us tawfiq that this is also one great thing that we have to do. We have to learn this also from Ramadan. And if this character of ours is built in the month of Ramadan, what to say then? And also, a person who hasn't got knowledge of deen, teach him or sponsor him to learn. That is also very important. He hasn't got knowledge, Allah gave us knowledge. He can't read Quran, you can read Quran. You don't tell that I can't, my reading is not good. You teach him and then move him on to somebody else. Whatever we can do, how many people somebody wants to accept Islam, they bring him somewhere, they take so much trouble to go somebody to let him read Kalima. Kalima, you also know. Let him read Kalima. Let him become a Muslim. Why let him still be in Kufr for so much? Another day, another few hours. He wants to come into the light of Iman. Let him read the Kalima. Then another aspect of this also is that Allah has given us wealth. And Allah give us tawfiq. There are many places, that custom, alhamdulillah, is not in South Africa, hopefully not, but in India, the girl, until she hasn't got money, she can't get married. She, there they have to give jahez. The meher is sunnat. Jahez is totally alien to Islam, that the girl has to give the boy money. For, and what they, sometimes they even demand a car. And many times they demand other things. You know, poor families, and because of that, girls can't get married. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib gave a bayan in Hazrat's Masjid, that a certain girl, all the proposals were coming, but because they didn't have this jahez to give, so the boys were not interested. Mother told her, you are so manhoos, so bad luck, that you, nobody is coming for you, you're not getting married. The same night she committed suicide. He said, Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib cried when he made bayan. Hazrat said, my tears also came out. So all these wrong customs, where sunnat goes out, all these terrible customs come. And not this one girl, how many? Because just they haven't. So at least, though it's wrong, but if that thing is there, you've got money. Mawlana Qari Ayyub Ishaq of Darul Zakaria, his father, rahmatullah, every year without fail, he should go to India and get so many girls married. He should give so many women sewing machines, make them get their own income. He should spend their 2-3 months. Allah give us tawfiq to do work like this also. Go and see it, the plight of the ummah, the young girls. They're being exploited by other people, by non-Muslims, just because they have, and we wasting money. How we wasting money? So these are the ways that we should try and help these people also. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And then dua is, there is a month of dua also. And duas are accepted. There are conditions also which are spoken about. And there are different forms of the acceptance of duas. But duas are definitely accepted. Let the conditions be fulfilled, which are not too hard also. And then inshallah, we will see what this great month. And when we have this reality, we will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. May Allah bless us and give us that eagerness to look forward that when is Ramadan going to start. That I mustn't die just before Ramadan. How many people are passing away? All the time we're hearing of mayyat. And when Ramadan comes also, let us take the advantage. And let us not destroy this great opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given us, inshallah.